I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Over 72% of Colorado is in severe or extreme drought conditions, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. In June, Governor Polis activated the Agricultural Impact Task Force to survey the physical and economic impacts on agriculture and to recommend opportunities for mitigation. Agriculture Commissioner Kate Greenberg co-chairs the Ag Impact Task Force and recently spoke with Colorado Ag Today.
This is really about reporting up from the field, what's going on, what are the impacts, what needs to change in the future. We know that this is becoming more regular. Drought is a part of our life. Water scarcity is becoming increasing issue across the state, whether we're talking surface or groundwater. We've got pressures from all sides, increasing urban development, pressures from, interstate compacts and development, out of state with, those states and entities that rely on water that starts here in Colorado. Just increased use that's putting a lot of pressure on ag.
Greenberg says the drought impacts are clear, and then you add the increased risk of wildfire, like what we're seeing this summer with such aridity in the high country.
And part of the work of these task forces, the Ag Impact one in particular, in my mind, is not just assessing, the near-term impacts, but really thinking about how can we take what we learned from this year and help make ag more resilient for the future, knowing that we're going to have more of this in the years ahead.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.